a little bean spot. I ain't coming down, no, never, I'm not. I'm a mountain top, I'm a mountain top. Where I come from, the mountain.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Eric Reinert, Trisha coming over into the studio. This is Dolly Parton with her own Mountaintops, starring none other than Mountaintop Dolly Parton.
No, Loretta Lynn singing Loretta Lynn. On a mountaintop, referring to Eric.
Oh.
When he climbed that mountain one time.
Did you?
Yes, I climbed the Sears Cavern.
And he was high on the mountaintop.
Oh.
Eric doesn't, homie, don't play that game.
No, I don't think he was high on the mountaintop.
Yeehaw, yeah.
I know this, Eric.
Our Meerkat listeners are saying yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
High on a mountaintop.
TV show.
Breakthrough Entertainment's Everest show.
And brought to you by what? Alexander's All Care Automotive. Say hi to Alexander. Get down there. Tune-ups, major stuff. He does everything. The trust is what I really love about Alexander. He's trustworthy, friendly, and he takes good care of you. He has very loyal customers. 3310 East Thomas Road. 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix, Arizona. 602-956-3781. 956-3781. That's area code 602. Alexander, tell him hi.
I wonder how funny that looks for you to be reading the brought to you by part, and I'm dancing to this song. And
you're dancing?
Yeah, on our Meerkat stream, our listeners are saying, yeehaw, Buck Owens, hee-haw.
That's Buck Owens?
No, that was
Loretta. He used to be on the show, hee-haw.
Yeah, oh, I remember that.
By the way, carry over from our conversation during the break, which you could hear on Meerkat, if you were watching us on Meerkat.
I couldn't hear it.
Well, you couldn't be because you were getting coffee with me.
Well, then how are you having a conversation? Oh, you mean our conversation?
Well, our conversation, but also my conversation with Dave.
Yeah, who's the one? Who is that guy?
Yavak?
Yeah, he's quite correct.
He's a great guy.
NHL, soccer. Also, I think Major League Baseball are very...
restrictive on live streaming, yes. So we'll have to...
And thank you for that. And
yes, thank you for the information, because I'm trying to get Dave to stream some of the sports stuff during the week and whatnot. And we'll use Meerkat more and more when we interview some folks during the week. And we're going to be doing a pre-record in a couple weeks. And
that's right.
And so you'll get to hear the show before anyone else gets to hear it.
Hey, I said thank you, and I push send. It doesn't send.
Well, you need the app, I think.
You have to be logged in.
Yeah, you have to be logged in.
Oh, I don't have a name.
If you're not logged in, you can't comment.
Yeah, we'll get you logged in.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, now it says David Isaac. It says thank you.
It does?
Yes, I see it.
How come it doesn't say it here?
I don't know. We'll work out the kinks.
I'm not even logged in, though. How did I do that?
I have no idea. It's magic. It's like Matt Franco. But we need to hear some of our sound bites from the cast and crew of
Everest.
Of Everest. But basically the cast today. So we're celebrating the release of Everest. I'm giving it a big thumbs up. Dave, I think you're giving it a breakthrough.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And Trisha sounds like either a breakthrough.
I don't think
maybe
she gave it a breakthrough, but I think a huge thumbs up.
So, needless to say, we
see it tonight. I mean, really.
It's a great
weekend dating. Well, I don't know if is it a date movie?
It could be. It's thrilling. Hold on to your
Yeah,
to
I think
date.
It is, because there's parts heartfelt.
Yeah, there's some romance stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so Eric, take Kathleen out there.
I can't remember the last time I was in a movie theater.
Oh, wow.
I think it's been years.
Really? Okay.
Everything comes to you in your home. Why do you need to go
there?
But
not 3D, though.
You're on a movie show.
Yeah.
What if I have a 3D TV? How do you know I don't have a 3D TV?
How big is
it? I don't...
Is it as big as the IMAX?
Hey, that's personal. Come on.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. Right. Oh, it is? Okay.
Everest that good. Yes, Everest is that good. We're conversing with our friends on Meerkat.
Yeah,
Everest
it is that
is
good.
That good.
I gave it a breakthrough. Yes. That's the highest you can give it.
Yes, breakthrough
is a high. Top 10 of all time.
Yeah, Dave says top 10 of all time. One of his top 10 of all time.
Really? Of all time?
Of all time.
So
that's hard to imagine a movie like that would be in the top 10 of all time.
Do you know
time.
Where I put what other movie? Where do I put it that's in the top 10?
Where do you
10?
Put it?
No,
that
I mean,
sounds like a personal question.
Yeah.
So what number in the top 10 is it?
I know where. What?
What number in the top 10 is
it? You know, I'm not sure. It might be, I'm not sure, but it's not one or, it's probably not, definitely not one or two in the top 10, but.
I have 25 movies in my top 10.
How is that possible? But is one of them the Ten Commandments?
No.
I put that in the top 10. I like that movie.
The original, the
yeah.
old one?
Wasn't that good, though?
Aren't they remaking like Ben-Hur or something?
Yeah. I think it's Ben-Him.
Boom!
That
all
was
right.
funny. But wouldn't you, Ten Commandments was good, don't you think?
Yeah, great movie.
I love that movie. Okay.
All right, well.
Hey, they're laughing.
Yes, well, our listener.
What's his name, Yevok?
Yevok, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you where to put it. Yeah. Oh, great.
All right, so Jason Clarke is the star, I would say, the biggest, not the biggest star, but the main
Who?
Guy. Jason Clarke.
He's the guide, right?
Yeah, the guide.
He's very good.
Yes.
I like
And great yeah. performance in the film. Here's what, we're going for letter A, Eric. This is what Jason Clarke has to say about the challenges and how they are, the challenges of filming on Everest, and how they are a double-edged sword.
When you're out, you know, minus 20 degree weather up in the Alps, you know, and you've been chopping up there and you're just standing on a ledge and, you know, I mean, it's not like, it's not a lockdown set or a place. It's like, you know, yeah, let's figure this out and we're not going to, whatever, let's get the camera up and we'll shoot it, you know. And, but, you know, but that also, you know, the conditions and being there and putting that really helped. You know, there's not much acting required, you know. I've done a lot of work to get ready for this, you know, like, you know, a lot of preparation, you know, and then it's just, it happens or it doesn't. And I love the fact that, you know, you go to the Himalayas and the altitude really hits you, and that's how it is. You hike in and that gets you ready. The acclimatization starts here at a base camp. There was a natural progression which I think really helped us all get into our parts. The foreignness of Nepal, I mean, I've been there before, but, you know, the religion, you know, the music, the sounds, the food, the yaks, you know, and then you get out into the mountains and the helicopters. I mean, as actors, we've been blessed, you know. I mean, to chopper in and out and around the Himalayas is the, I've trekked the whole thing, so, you know, it's great, but it's also hard yakka and boring. But, you know, we're flying in and out, and I think everyone's had an amazing time.
He was fantastic in this movie. Now, he's very good.
But Josh Brolin, I think that Josh Brolin is who blew me away in the movie. He's telling us a little bit about how the challenges led to bonding in the movie.
Wow.
You have to come together when you're uncomfortable. You have to, you know. And there was enough chaos on the set and chaos in the mountains and all that we all came together. So we did that in Nepal, helicopters landing on ridges and all this stuff. And, you know, it was dangerous. Or going up to the memorial and going too high, too fast and having altitude sickness. Everybody, not just the whole crew. So you have a camera guy sitting there and, you know, he's starting to feel like he has the most severe flu he's ever had. And you're trying to work through it because it's the only time you can get up there. But, you know, you're going to be suffering for 8 hours afterwards when you're hanging out in Tangboche trying to do another scene. But you don't even know your name because you're so altitude sick.
Well...
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah, you could do this?
I could do it.
All right. Well, we've got a lot more from from the cast of Everest, but we're going to have to listen to some of them later. But one that I definitely wanted to get to, let's see, is... let's go with Jake Gyllenhaal, letter C, about the bonding, also, bonding.
We all lived in the same place for a very long time when we were up in the mountains in Italy, so we would come down and have dinner all together, we would all drink together, we would all have breakfast together, we would all play music together, we would all talk about so many different things, we all have tons of conversations that are offset. Because the irony of this movie is when you're on set, most of the time you can't hear each other very well, or it's in difficult conditions. So we spent a lot of time together. I feel very closely knit with the people on this movie and the actors in particular.
And Michael Kelly also comments on the bonding experience of the film.
It was December when we were here at these stages doing the rehearsals and stuff. And then it was January 9th when I left New York, and we were together every single day, 24 hours a day. You would go to bed and you wouldn't see each other. And then you'd wake up, you'd be at breakfast, you'd get in the van, you'd go to the top of the mountain, you'd bus up, then you'd take the snowcat up, and you would climb all day together, snowcat down, go, especially in Valsinais, where we ate dinner together every single night at the same restaurant. You know, it's like there was only one restaurant where we stayed in the hotel. I do believe that I really made friends that I'll have for the rest of my life, and I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we really went through something together. You know, we didn't climb Everest, but we went through a hell of a lot together.
Yeah, they did go through a lot together filming this movie. It did look like quite a challenge. Now, we didn't hear yet from John Hawks. This is what he learned, and what he thinks the cast learned from making Everest.
There's a lot of preparation for this project, a lot of things to learn. Luckily, there are many books written about this particular expedition. There are documentaries, and we were blessed with David Brashears and Guy Cotter and many other excellent climbers who kind of showed us the ropes, literally. We learned that Everest isn't the most technically difficult climb, but it's sheer size and altitude that can be tricky, and the unpredictable weather. So we learned basically all that it would take to get there, really. We learned how to gear up, how to deal with crampons and harnesses, and then we learned how to get up and down the mountain.
Martin Henderson, talking about the responsibility.
You want to feel like you've tried to bring some truth to the audience in order to not just pay respect to the people that passed away, but also to the story itself. Because in a way, on some level, you can look at it like, oh, look at this tragic story of how all these people died when they shouldn't have. So what went wrong? How could that have happened? And there's a tendency, I think, to blame. You know, it's very easy to go, well, he shouldn't have used that oxygen, or she shouldn't have done this. And I hope what we've managed to make with this movie is not a film that points the finger so much as a film that just shows an event that is a chapter in the evolution of a human endeavor. And whether that be manned flight or space flight or deep sea diving or whatever, there's as a species, we always want to do the next thing. You know, someone climbs Everest, so, well, now I want to have a business that takes regular people to the top of Everest. Well, how do you do that? Well, we figure it out. Now obviously there's always, in any human endeavor, there's a point at which something goes wrong, and from there we learn, and that's very tragic. But in a way, it's also just a part of the way in which we evolve. And I think it is a big moment in the history of Everest and how people have learned now to prevent things like that happening in the future.
And finally, Sam Worthington. Here's what Sam Worthington has to say about the takeaway.
For an audience that don't know what happened back then and don't know the story of this, I think, you know, it's going to be transporting them into not only, as you said, an epic kind of landscape, but also an emotionally epic landscape, which is what you want any film of this kind of size and scope to do. And for those that do know it and have seen the doco or read Craig Hour's book, I think that, you know, it's very hard to improve on that. But I definitely think that what they're undertaking here can come close to actually being, you know, the pinnacle of you know, a tragic, you know, a movie about tragedy, a movie about kind of the environment crashing back on humanity and putting our hubris into kind of place. And not only that, the triumph of the human spirit.
It is a movie about the triumph of the human spirit. But we've got a great guest calling in just a few moments. At the top of the hour, we will hear from Mountaineer Adrian Ballinger with Alpenglow Expeditions calling in from Makalu.
And this is a nice song.
This is Here Comes the Sun
by
George Harrison.
Yes.
And this is from Everest, the documentary.
Oh, the documentary?
Yeah, there was a documentary
about this movie, about the true story?
I don't know if it's a true story. It might reference it. It might, maybe.
And here's Joseph singing Here Comes the Sun.
Little darling.
There you go. Keep going. You're doing it. Yeah, that's it. Okay, not quite. All right, you'll never make America's Got Talent. Okay, well, you will as a film critic.
There you go.
But maybe as a singer. You're usually a good singer.
Yeah. Well, this I'm not as good as Doris Markovic and her.
Oh, yeah, she is good. We haven't heard from her. But this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.